Psychology is all around us. Psychological elements can be seen throughout the lifespan, from birth until death. Films are a wonderful tool to explain psychological theory and occurrences in our lives. Characters interact within each frame of film psychological concepts. The films we remember most and view multiple times engages us by capturing the presence of psychological dynamics in authentic ways. Without us even noticing, through entertainment, films foster an exploration of psychological concepts, which has the potential to expand our thoughts as to what may be possible in our lives and within our relationships with others and with ourselves. I invite you to join me, Dr. Catherine Marshall Woods, licensed clinical psychologist and film consultant, and my guests today, Aaron Goodmiller, producer, and Eric Espejo, screenwriter of the newly released film, Left Fingers, to discuss the best psychology in film. Welcome today. How are you both?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, thanks. And Eric,
thank you for having us.
Oh, of course. Eric, I understand you're on location, so I'm really grateful that you were able to join us today.
Yeah, I apologize for any background noise, but I'm in a pretty isolated spot, so hopefully we'll be okay.
We'll be fine. So Left Fingers is a newly released film this year, yes? And it's a very exciting film. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's about a guy who is trying to be a social media star, one of those influencers, and he can't seem to figure out what it is that is going to be his niche. And so he starts doing this outdoors activity called geocaching. And in the process of doing geocaching, he begins to find fingers in his caches. And that kind of helps to elevate him in his stature as being a social influencer.
Okay. All right. Well, Let's take a look at the film. Let's give us a minute to just take a look and see who this individual is and how we can relate to him. So without further ado, Left Fingers.
You know what? I might do a giveaway and give it to one of my lucky subscribers.
Like, that begs the question, do we ever really know each other? Hell, I don't even know who I am. I think you know where I'm going with this. I need some time to find myself. I'm gonna sign off for a while. But there's a whole world of possibilities out there. One of my friends actually told me about geocaching. It sounds fun, I kinda wanna try it. So, this is me officially signing off. Bye.
What?
God. She's getting all these likes and views. She's gonna quit? Does she not know what she has? Also, like, I kind of want to see your video still.
What's up, people? Hey, it's Alan. There are some phony-ass people out there. Why do you gotta lie about stupid stuff all the time? Making yourself out to be something you're not. Anyways, I think I'm gonna take a break from social media for a while. I heard about this outdoor thing. I don't know, maybe I'll vlog it sometime. I need to get away. I need to try something new. Peace out.
So we see this character really engaged and wanting to post and wanting feedback from his social media audience. Why do we think that this film is really telling for this time of our lives? Why can people relate to this character?
Well, from my standpoint, I feel like the amount of people who are online and trying to get gratification just from people liking and sharing their posts is astronomical now. You have a lot of kids out there who are actually going through anxiety when they post something and they only get 2 likes on it, or they don't get any shares and things of that nature. And for me, I feel like having a film out there that kind of shows the downfall of what could happen with that type of, with this type of environment that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. You know, the world of APA, American Psychological Association, has a whole division that thinks about film and media and the impact of media. And some of it is about social media and the impact that it has on people's psyches and life. And you're right that when individuals are not getting that constant feedback of approval from their social media audience, that really does can lead to a lot of anxiety and depression and a lot of angst within someone's life. Eric, you know, you wrote this film. What brought about this idea even?
Yeah, I think it, you know, it's interesting that it's sort of evolved my thinking and my perspective on the psyche and what's happening with social media. Because when I wrote it, it was a few years back. It was even before COVID. And when I first wrote it, I felt like it was a commentary on a lot of the young people and their need to be accepted on social media, their need to generate a lot of followers. Since then, I've also, you know, when I was researching character, I was looking at things where they were talking about, you know, quote unquote, internet famous. You know, they have these services where you can buy followers just to make you look like you're. And so as I delved into it more, I realized, you know, it's a business also, right? That some of these folks are not necessarily doing it just to be accepted. They're doing it for monetary reasons, right? They're looking at it and saying, I want to be an influencer. I want to get free first class tickets. I want to get free cameras so I can, you know, demo them and review them online. There's a business behind it. But I also feel like there's a sense of this, like I mentioned, anxiety with somebody who is posting and trying to become sort of internet famous and not getting any likes and not getting any subscribers. How far does that person go down a rabbit hole of mental stability in terms of what do I got to do to get recognized? And I think that's what this, so when I wrote it, it was, to me, I kept thinking in my mind, it was the YouTuber gone black swan, basically that movie, right? So how far do they go down in terms of their mental stability when they're trying so hard?
Eric, that is such a beautiful description of social media and black swan. For those who have not seen this film, Black Swan, it is a interesting portrayal of an individual who really struggles with anxiety and performance and wanting to perform to their highest ability and then actually experiencing their first psychotic experience, actually, and what that looks
absolutely
like for individuals. So that's a beautiful way of describing this film. It's interesting how both of you noted that this was for the young people, as if, you know, you two are that old when it comes to this, because individuals within their midlife years are also interested in social media presence. Like Eric, you were mentioning, there's a business behind this, even reconsidering whether or not the businesses that they've been in is effective for them and if that's the lifestyle they want anymore, and whether or not that they would like to actually become influencers and having like you the same sort of rewards of getting free tickets or unveiling and unwrapping things on social media and being paid for these free gifts, basically. Right. So especially now since COVID has happened, people are really examining whether or not they want their lives to look like the 9-to-5 it used to look like and what else is available. And social media presence can be a huge part of that exploration.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, I think it's really helpful that this film was made because I think it gives an opportunity to normalize for people what can feel very alone of not getting likes on social media, that this is actually a common practice when people start social media presence is that they are not immediately liked, that it takes a lot of work to get there.
You know, what's interesting too is the contrast of the fact that it was an outdoors geocache subject matter, that it was, you know, the other co-star or the other main character is the girl in this case, and she wants to get away. She absolutely wants to get away from social media and get outside and do things outdoorsy, like geocache. And he does the same. And but his heart isn't in the same place as hers in terms of really wanting to get away from social media, because I feel like there are some people who do a lot of things outdoors, but yet they're always compelled to talk about it on social media or post about it or take pictures of it. So it's funny because, and I'm being hypocritical. I'll do the same thing. I'll be out somewhere and want to capture every moment on my phone or on a camera. And then I realize, you know, put down the camera, put down the phone, enjoy what's in front of you. You don't necessarily have to capture every single minute and post about it, right?
You're right. You know, it actually brings me back to when I used to listen to my parents speak about put down the camera, you know, and enjoy the moment. Just put down the camera. And it, prior to social media existed, you know, put down the camera. You don't have to capture everything in a photo. You can just enjoy it. And now we're saying the same thing about social media, you know, put down your phone. And so then you can not just have to capture it and post it, but you can enjoy it. It's like every sort of generation has this thing about just be in the moment, be mindful and be present. But we always have these technological things that we can use to be able to hold on to it. I wonder, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, Kathy, I didn't mean to cut you off because you made a really good point there. And I would ask this back to you is, what is that dynamic where we say put down the camera, but yet I feel like the reason we don't put down the camera is because we want other people to know what we're doing, where we're at. So it's more of this, you know, I guess it is sort of showing off, right? You want people to know, hey, look at me, I'm in the Maldives, or look at me, I'm on a boat, you know? So you can put down the camera, but I feel like that's the addiction, is that you want people to know, hey, look at me, right?
Yeah, I think that's the difference between just a photograph and social media. You know, with the photograph, we generally take these pictures we used to just take them for ourselves and maybe to share with our families so they could be connected to us, connect with our experiences, be kind of a part of it vicariously. And for us to actually be able to have something for us to remember it or even pass it down to generation to generation, like here's a picture of your grandparents, and then you're able to see what that was like. Like or what they were dressed in and kind of get a sense as to what their culture was like at that time. But with social media, it's a little bit different. I don't hear many individuals talking about, I post on social media in order to preserve a memory for myself, or I don't post on social media to be able to offer this to my children or my children's children later on. It is more of the desire to be recognized or to share, for people to share in their life experience with them, especially if they live distant, if they're not close to their friends and family anymore physically, it's a way for their friends and family to still remain connected to them. So that's the positive. Where it turns really, where it can become pathological even, is when someone is so needy for that desire to be accepted. And if they're not getting the likes and the hearts that's filled in on Instagram, that they really do struggle to function. They begin to actually see what exactly your main character in Left Fingers ended up happening for him, is that he would begin to ruminate or begin to get anxious about this, have difficulty sleeping and thinking about what could he do to get more followers. Not because necessarily he wanted to share his life so much, but because of maybe other reasons, which might have been because of writer and producer. Why do you think this character needed this so much?
I think he needed it so much because he just wanted to get away from some type of dead-end job that he might have had. We have there's a throwaway line in one of the things where he's talking with Becca, and he says, I'm in a dead-end job. I'm in a call center. And it feels, but it's like hidden behind some music. So it's kind of hard to tell that it's in there, but it feels like, for me, it feels like he is trying to, he hates his job. He hates what he's doing. He wants to have a better life, and he'll kind of stop at nothing to do it. And he feels like being a social media influencer is his way of getting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to add to that, I think if you really take a look at the irony of loneliness, that's, you know, he lives alone. In my mind, when I was developing the character, he lives alone. He really doesn't have a support system. Maybe he doesn't even have a family that he connects with. So his family, in his vision, is going to be as many followers. His friends are going to be as many followers as he can get. So that, you know, it's the irony is because you're always alone online. You're never with somebody. If you're just looking at your phone, you're disconnected. Even when you are together with friends and dinner, if you're on your phone taking a picture of your food and looking at your phone, you're not connecting with them either. So it was sort of this theme of being alone. Mm.
Well, I'm hopeful that we are all together still here with the best psychology in film. And when we return from the commercial, we'll continue to talk to Aaron Goodmiller as well as Eric Espejo and about Left Fingers, a wonderful short film that's currently being seen. And we'll be learning a little bit more about that after the break. Stay with us.
I do love what I do for a living. I never dreamed that having this career was possible until I came to UDC. I met a professor when I decided to finish up my degree program. She told me, hey, why don't you go and intern on Capitol Hill? The internship led to being a staffer. I would have never been opened up to that opportunity if that professor would have never urged me and said, you know, I see something in you. My UDC experience changed my life. UDC helped me find my possible.
Find your possible. Visit udc.edu/possible to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Catherine Marshall Woods, licensed clinical psychologist and film consultant with the best psychology in film. Today, we have with us guests Aaron Goodmiller as well as Eric Espejo talking about Left Fingers, a short film that was recently released in 2022. Welcome again and thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
It's actually a full-length feature film.
Oh, my apologies. See, we get it wrong sometimes. Yes, thank you. Very nice. Thank you. So as a matter of fact, where can people see this film?
It is actually in the process of going through the festival circuit. We've been accepted into a couple of festivals, and we have another 40 that we're waiting to hear from. So hopefully it will be in a festival in your area sometime soon.
So when you say the film festival circuit, this is actually someone needing to register to go to a film festival and seeking it out.
Right. Yep. We when we get accepted into festivals, we will post it up online and put it on Instagram and things like that and let people know when it'll be available, which festivals, what times. That way, if people want to see the film and they happen to be in the area where the festival is, they can check it out.
Perfect. And before we go, I'm going to get information as to where people can follow you online and things of sort. Eric, did you have something to say? I saw you come off mute.
No, I was just going to put Aaron on the spot here and just say that, I mean, after the whole film festival circuit, Aaron, I'm sure there's plans to get the film with a local premiere in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia region. And then at some point it'll be distributed online.
Oh, perfect. So great. So people will be able to see this film. I do think that it's an important film of our time. Again, individuals who are interested in social media and like Eric, you mentioning is that really the business behind it. And Aaron, you said, you know, this character specifically says, you know, he's in a job that he doesn't feel like is going to go anywhere, that this really is an option for people, an avenue for them to take to be able to change their lives in some way. Do you feel like for this character that if he would have just given things more time, things may have gotten better for him? Or do you feel like the writing of this character and who he is really just was not a person who may ever get the gratification that he desired from social media?
I think the way it ended was that he actually did get what he wanted in the end. And that was sort of it was one of those irony endings where he becomes sort of internet famous because of the geocaching. And he's got this choice at the end, right, where I guess I won't give any spoilers away, but he does have a choice between completely walking away from being obsessed with his his channel and such, or that he's this is what I always wanted. And now that I've got it, maybe I should continue to be a social media star. And so that's the choice he has to make at the end. Aaron, I don't know if you want to add to your perspective.
Yep. From my perspective, I honestly don't think that he ever would have made it if he hadn't looked into finding that first finger. I think he just kind of found one thing that kind of springboarded him into internet stardom. But I don't think that he had the wherewithal to go through all of the hard knocks of actually doing the work to become a internet sensation, as opposed to just lucking into it.
You know, I think you bring up that's an interesting point, because a lot of individuals on social media, they do kind of fall into it in that way. They post one thing and then they kind of become internet famous. It goes viral, they say, and then, you know, they're off to the races and they maintain that popularity in some way, which is one, you know, road. And then there's the other road, Aaron, which is what you're suggesting, is that it's a hard knock road. Actually, it takes a lot of work and that you have to keep going at it. And it's not an easy position to be in, similar to what a normal job looks like for many people.
Yeah. Most of the people online are people that are making a living that they can live off of are the ones that have started with 4 followers and were just posting videos to post videos. And then they grew their following organically and over a 2, 3, 5, 6 year process. And he hits it out of the park. And then with finding this one finger, and it from the way he was working prior, it didn't feel like he was ever going to go through that organic process of, all right, let me get 2 followers. Let me get 4 more followers this week. Let me get 10 more followers this week. So while we're going through this process, I found that it's the hardest to get to your first 1,000 followers than it is to get to 5,000, 10,000, or even 100,000 followers. So it's hard to grow that initial following that will help you to grow it even further.
Mm-hmm. You can buy them.
You know, you can buy them, right? Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, my understanding is that when people buy them, their channel is not as respected, you know, from other people. But you're right, you can buy them. And like you said, Eric, initially, it is a business where there are consultants who can help people to be able to build out their social media.
Yeah. And, you know, we haven't even gone into this is a whole nother session or discussion, but we haven't even gone into the issue of bots. Right. And how that's stirring a lot of discussions online and a lot of the, you know, division that we deal with as a country. Now, we won't get into politics, but that is, you know, people, what is it called? It's called trolling. Right. And I apologize. I'm not as as I spun up on all the terminology with social media, but there's a lot of trolling going on, and sometimes they're just bots, but all they do is spin up people, and then it goes back and forth. And there's this other dynamic of people being sort of quote unquote anonymous. So they will say whatever they want or say things they would never say to someone's face, right?
Right, right. It's a safety and behind the screen or behind the avatar that they create. You know, it's interesting because this character does not necessarily think about his social media presence potentially in this way of buying followers or having these bots do it for him on his behalf and things like that. You know, Aaron, maybe you're right. It's that maybe he didn't necessarily have the wherewithal to be able to build in that capacity through that business mind. And even, you know, it's a financial investment for individuals who want to go around it in that capacity, that social media and building your presence isn't always a free venture for you either. It's something that requires investment, not just of time, energy, perseverance, but it also sometimes is a financial investment as well.
Yeah, 100% when I wrote the character wasn't about his business side of being an influencer. It was my mind, his character arc was he wants to be loved and he wants to be liked, and he's got nobody, and he was looking for that virtual friendship and followers. So he wasn't even thinking in terms of making money or anything like that. He was just wanted to be one of those people who were followed a lot. So
yeah, I love that idea that he just wanted to be liked and loved. And one thing that we realize with social media is that you're not quite sure who's going to be the ones liking you and loving you. And is that going to feel good to you or not so great to you? And that's why maybe sometimes people do want to step away from social media once they do have such a huge following and a huge liking, is that even sometimes having all these individuals who really feel positively towards you, there's still sometimes a desire to really go back to the source of yourself and think about the love that you have for yourself instead of just giving out to others. Aaron, Eric, any final words about Left Fingers? What should the audience know? Oh, Aaron, you're on mute.
Oh my God, I am on mute. I guess they should know that it will be available soon. But I think that, or I hope that people get out of this movie that just trying to get followers and trying to be somebody that you're not is not the way to go. You should be who you are and be as genuine as possible, whether it is online or in person with other people.
Mm-hmm. Eric?
I think my final thoughts are that this is not some sort of didactic film about whether social media is good or bad. I feel like there's good or bad on both sides of it. Social media has obviously connected the world in ways that we never could have imagined, and connected people in ways that they would have never connected with somebody or met somebody who they probably would never come across because of interest. So it's brought the world together for sure. But we also have to take a step back and understand it is a tool, and it's how we use it. It's how we interact with the world. So I guess in short, not to be too corny here, but just be kind. That's all. Let's just be kind to each other, and the platform will keep doing what it's doing.
Well, with that, thank you so much for coming on. I hope that individuals will get an opportunity to see Left Fingers. It is quite entertaining and enjoyable and thought-provoking. I'll leave it as that. And if they do want to see it, and you mentioned, Aaron, initially, is that they can follow you in order to see where it's showing at what film festival. Where can they go to get that information?
So we are on Instagram at Left Fingers Movie. And we post up there, I think like two or three times a day. But every time we get into a festival, we'll be posting up there and letting people know constantly when the film is available.
Perfect. Again, thank you so much for coming on. Please go see Left Fingers when it's available. It's fantastic. Thanks again.